The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ooh, welcome to the last Super Mega Cast of 2020.
That's right, and just in the spirit of 2020, we're recording it from our homes, respectively. We are still in LA's still pretty awful right now, especially with the holidays. In fact, I think it's what like. One in every 95 people in here have COVID, so that's cool.
Yeah, really, really cool. Really, really high rates. I the hospitals are full. There's 7,000 people in the hospital.
Ooh, really? So yeah. They're getting business. Oh, yeah. That's great.
The medical industry's getting some good business, but we're doing hopefully this one from home.
Hopefully, the little mom and pop hospitals are getting good business.
I hope they're flourishing. I'm sure they are. Yeah. We should, dude, if we want to get rich, that's what we got to do. We should start our own hospital right now.
A mom and pop little hospital where it's kind of like where, when I think about it, I think back to like Red Dead Redemption 2 time, like that era, like when the doctors were essentially just, you're going to die.
And like, instead of anesthesia, they just make you drink half a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
We should do that with the Super Megaplex, open our doors and just let COVID patients in.
It just I love to think that there was a time where we were so just out of it in terms of health that it's just like just drink. That's all you can do.
Yeah, for amputations.
Just drink your sorrows away.
For the amputations, they'd just be like, all right, just drink this whole bottle of bourbon because that's the best we got.
And bite down on this rag.
Yeah. So you don't bite your tongue off when we're cutting your leg off. You don't want to lose both.
God, man, we're so unlucky. How did we not end up in that time? We would have been studs.
We would have
come back from the war because not too many people died from like the world wars and stuff.
Mm-mm.
We would have come back as heroes. You know, we would have had so many Sheilas with us.
Oh my
god,
dude! Fucking if we lived during like Civil War times, we would be such fucking heroes. You know, every woman in the town would get a wet pussy for us.
You mean you're fighting for our right to own slaves? Oh,
that's right,
so
baby.
Brave. Wow.
That's right. See these human beings.
You can own those.
Well, as long as my side wins. If the other side wins, then looks like it's just post-apocalypse living for the United States of America.
And it was.
I love how there's a you remember Game of Thrones, of course.
Yeah.
The big popular.
No wait, what's Game of Thrones?
The family comedy that came out not too long ago. But
a heartwarming family comedy.
The showrunners of Game of Thrones were going to start a new show a while back. This was, I can't remember what it was going to be called. But the premise was,
what if slavery was still around? What if the good people lost the Civil War?
And I'm just like, I think everybody had the same thought of just like, is that really a show we really want to like have?
Yeah, dude.
Run by two white dorks, you know?
But they also got George R. R. Martin to write it.
I tried to really put myself into the mind of a black person.
Okay, George.
he's dying, right?
I mean, if by he's dying you mean he's just getting old, then yes, he's dying.
Doesn't
but
he
then
have some
so
kind
are
of
you
illness?
And so am I. Being
too good at writing.
Yeah, too good at writing.
You know?
I mean, the only thing I could see would be like his weight and his health being a precondition. Or whatever.
Yeah, pre-existing condition.
Yeah, pre-existing, because it's not good to be like super unhealthy when you're old. But I guess at that point, it's like, I'm old. Fuck it. I'm writing these books and I'm eating my fucking Five Guys burgers and fries.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. It's probably just stuff in his mouth. Dude, hold on. Let me light this candle real quick.
Ooh.
Everyone.
To give you some warmth?
Yeah, because we're doing this from home. And both our ACs are broken this morning. I called Ryan and the first thing I said was, I said, I'm fucking freezing. My AC is, or my heat is not working. And he was like, yeah, same here.
It's a conspiracy. The landlords are purposely turning off our heat, even though we pay for it. I don't understand it, dude. But I'm sure that's what's happening.
Dude, you know what it is? I bet I know what it is. Does heat run off of your gas?
I think so, but like I still have warm water. Like the gas is still working.
Because yesterday... and I got woken up at like 8 a.m. by my landlord calling me, which is always a joy because I'll talk about my landlord in a minute. But they came and like replaced they put like a new gas meter yesterday in the back of my house. So I'm guessing that they shut the gas off and didn't turn it back on.
See, I'm wondering if it's something just as simple as that. But like at the same time, like do you have hot water?
You know what? Last night I was trying to get the water hot to wash my hands and it was not getting hot.
See, now we have different problems. See, now it's just my, I guess, unit or whatever, because I still have lovely warm water to shower with.
Well, after this podcast.
My beautiful skin with.
Your loins?
Yeah.
I'm going to go try after this podcast to take a, I'm going to take a bath because... When it's cold in your house, a nice warm shower/bath, or a shower that you then sit down in and turn into a bath.
With a candle.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
You were saying it the other day, and I actually, that got me. I was like, you know, it was raining. I'm like, it sounds perfect. It's raining. Let me take a bath. And it was incredible.
Oh, my God.
Incredible experience that I.
It's so good.
I would push others to try and enjoy. You know, who remembers baths?
Y'all remember baths with Mima?
It was raining in LA. We got our first thunderstorm in like years, and
legitimate thunderstorm too. Not like a little wimpy one.
Like it was pouring.
At least, there was lightning. It was lighting up the night sky.
A lot of loud thunder. What I did was, well, you texted me because you came over and hung out, and we watched Boogie Nights, and then you went
good
home.
Good movie,
really good movie, and then you went home. And then you text me, you're like, dude, there's a thunderstorm. And I looked at the radar and I was like, oh my God, it's coming. And I just, what I did was I just opened up my window and I turned off all my lights and I just laid in bed and I just watched like it roll in and all the lightning like light up my room and the thunder. And it was the most relaxing shit ever. It was so nice. And then the next day I took a nice bath. While it was raining outside, it was getting dark. I lit myself a candle, got in the bath, played a little music on my speaker. Amazing.
I played the music out of a water bottle I had lying around.
I wish you could play music out of anything.
Well, I bet you there's gonna be, you can turn anything into a speaker. It sounds like one of those like Nickelodeon infomercials.
Yeah.
Like kids will be standing around just like useless bullshit. It's like, all you have to do is make sure that you attach this Bluetooth sticker to any device and it turns into your own personal portable speaker.
That sounds exactly like some shit they'd sell. It's like just a small little really shitty Bluetooth speaker that has like a sticky thing on it.
Yep,
you can just stick it to stuff and turn anything into a speaker.
Like, I turned mom into a speaker.
And then,
like, that's like one of the like final jokes.
And the commercial, like they slap it on her and she's like, ah. Yeah, dude. Fuck it. Yeah. But it's the last podcast of 2020.
Yes, that's true.
Wrapping up this hellish year, you know?
And and we're going to throw it behind us, hopefully. And 2021 will be a better year. I was telling one of my friends that I think I just might sob when I fly and land home again Or anywhere, honestly. Like, once I take a trip or a vacation somewhere, I'll be like, oh, I've been wasting my life. Like, I feel like everyone feels like Scrooge at the end of A Christmas Carol, probably after COVID. It's going to be like, whoa, life is so amazing. Yeah.
Ah, man, I cannot wait to travel, too. Hopefully in 2021 we can travel, and hopefully that COVID just goes away. Or it's not going to go away, but gets better. I mean, dude, this whole year, just fucking right when it's getting started, just the biggest wrench got thrown in it. I went back and I was watching one of our Animal Crossing New Horizon episodes. And in that first recording session was like right when they declared a lockdown. So it's literally like the day of. So we're
Do we read the message that comes on and everything?
Yeah, and we're like, talking about it and shit. So...
Oh shit! Wait, we have the moment things went on lockdown.
I think we have the. I'm pretty sure in an episode, like our alarms went off, right?
I remember this. I remember these things.
Wow, we got a little bit of history recorded in Super Mega and Animal Crossing New Horizons,
which I'm sure we'll in 2021 we'll see some light. But we've been bad about it, and we've given our reasons why, and we don't need to repeat ourselves.
Yeah, I do want to pick it back up. I played it so much on my own that I got just kind of bored of it. So it was hard to play like a shit ton by myself and then get my town really big and then go back to the one at the office. Yeah, and it's like,
that's how I feel about sex. You know, I already play with it so much on my own. You know, it's like, I'm so bored. Like, if anyone else wants to play with it, say I go to the, I don't know, a funeral, family reunion, you name it. If, you know, I don't, yeah. I'm just kind of, I'm not as sharing or caring, I would say.
Yeah, not as willing to share. Because, you know, you can do the job, then, you know, what good is someone else? You know, people say, it's that famous saying, if you want something done right, do it yourself.
Exactly. And I think we all know ourselves the best, so we're our own best partners.
Exactly.
It's the whole thing of like, if you were to clone yourself, would you have sex with yourself? Matthew, would you have sex with your clone?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, what if he didn't want to?
Well, if it was a clone of me, he would want to, because I already would like to have sex with a clone of myself. So if I clone myself...
Both just be like, do you want to have sex? Except double that voice?
Yeah, we'd say it at the same time.
I'll just double that voice in post.
And then... I'll be like, stop copying me. Oh, yeah. Oh. And then we have.
No, you're copying me.
No, you're copying me. We say it at the same time. And then we just.
Then you both shit your pants at the same time and go, oh.
I don't. Here's the thing. If I had sex with myself like a clone, I don't know if I'd want to do the anal stuff.
No, do the vaginal stuff?
I might do the hand stuff, the sucky stuff. I don't know about the anal stuff, though. You know?
Really? But it's not, but like, it would just be your other asshole. You wouldn't be feeling it.
I guess I could try that out. I wonder if there's any guys out there that just get off, like, their biggest fantasy is just fucking a clone of themselves. So like, they jerk off, it's just they're thinking about fucking themselves in the ass.
American Psycho. And also, I'm sorry, I know this is tradition at this point, but I have to actually, I'm surprised by it. I have to go take a rancid shit.
Dude, I love it. It's even when we're like not together, it's it still holds. Go take a rancid shit. Okay, my coffee actually just arrived.
Go listen to eat some food, dude. Listen to some music. I'll be back.
Okay.
Shit break.
Hello?
Hey.
Matthew?
Yeah, baby.
How you?
Good. I just texted my landlord, and I was like, hey, I don't think they put the gas back on because it's freezing. I just checked my thermostat. It's 59 degrees in my house right now.
It's like lower 60s, so like I can get by just wearing like, you know, some nice pajama bottoms and a t-shirt, and maybe like... Oh, I have that. Oh, dude, I'm going to wear that robe all day.
I'm wearing a robe right now.
Believe it or not, I'm only wearing a robe. I'm wearing my Santa Claus robe I bought because it's actually pretty warm and like very comfortable.
Really? I got a pair of pants and then no shirt, but I got a bathrobe on, and then I've wrapped myself in a blanket I stole from Carson's room because it's fucking freezing, dude.
Well, the bath will feel even great. So, sorry for burping while you were talking.
Oh, that's okay, man.
I was not trying to be rude or anything. I just had to, you know.
Hey, dude.
You know, like Shrek says, better out than in, you know.
If there's no gas here, it's good that there's some there.
No gas, no brakes.
You know? No gas, no brakes. that's his brother's channel. Wildly unsuccessful. That guy is so funny. Was it Andrew Callahan? Is that his name?
I can't. I don't know. I'm bad with names.
I feel like he's gonna get like picked up to be like on like remember the Daily Show had that kind of shit.
Oh yeah,
he'll get picked up by some like Seth Meyers has a new correspondent out in the field. God, dude, Seth Meyers is. I don't know how Seth Meyers became, and I don't want to insult the man. I'm not sure how he got to where he is because Seth Meyers is so like bland, I think, and so also not very funny.
Yeah.
Is that rude to say?
No. And I was just going to talk like on major networks, maybe I'm out of it. Do we have anyone who's not like your atypical, like, you know, you have the Jimmys and then you have Conan. Like, I don't want to sound like a lib cuck here. But like legitimately, do we have no other perspective in like popular late night television hosts other than like different forms of like the white experience, like the white man, you know, like we have the heavy white man, the tall white man, the Jimmys.
I thought we had the gay white man. And then I found out James Corden is straight, which was a big shocker to me.
He's completely straight.
That's yeah. Dude, I thought James Corden was gay 100%.
He must like dabbling with the boys.
Hey man, if James Corden wanted to dabble with me and my boys, I'd say go ahead, man. If I can be on your show. Okay.
In the middle of carpool karaoke, he fondles your balls while singing ouch songs.
Just gives me a hand job while we're just singing ouch songs together in the car. My landlord texted me. He said they need people inside so they turn on. Otherwise, they don't. They left a card. It should be a number on it. So you call them and somebody has to be in. Please call immediately.
Okay. See, I don't have a direct contact.
I'll do it after the podcast.
I don't have a direct contact with my landlord. I go through someone that deals with stuff.
Well, see, that sounds actually pretty nice because my landlord
shows up to your house randomly.
He has to be the most intrusive, and like I know he's just doing it because he's old and bored. Like I know he like there's no like ill will or anything there. It's just frustrating because I'm pretty sure that there's this like doctrine in California where it's like right to expected privacy, where it's like the landlord is not allowed to just like contact you.
They have
something.
To give you like 24-hour notice, right?
Well, before he'll randomly come knock on my door at like 7 a.m. angry about something, or like,
and you're like, I'm sleeping, dude, what's up?
He always calls me, like he'll call me at like 6:50 a.m. and it's like,
I'm coming over.
It's like, I'm not gonna pick up the phone at 6:50 a.m. and oh, he texted me again. He said they tried to get in touch yesterday, there was no response. They knocked a couple times the door, there was no response. Okay, well, I wasn't here, so does that just mean the gas is just off then? It's because he's like remodeling like this little piece of property behind my house, and he's had to use my backyard the whole time for like construction stuff, and my house is connected to that one through like the gas meter and stuff, so they have to keep turning off the water and turning off the gas and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's mm-hmm. been a very frustrating process because then it like they start at like 7 a.m. So I'll just hear these little hammers outside, these every fucking morning. And it's really pissing me off.
I hear that. I don't hear hammers, but I feel your situation.
You know, like that one neighbor that decides to fucking start doing his weed whacker at like 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, that happens every like, well, actually it's just Monday and Tuesdays are big for gardeners to come visit people.
It's a good garden.
It's like
day, man.
It's like gardeners are the tooth fairy to other people, because like you'll just wake up one morning and your lawn is finished. A nice crisp used pair of underwear is under your lawn if you check and are lucky enough.
Oh, dude, I love when they leave that behind. It's like the mint on the pillow.
But yeah, I definitely hear all the yard work. I mean, like at the Super Megaplex, you can always hear the leaf blower during the Let's Plays.
It's been a bit, hasn't it?
Well, you could hear it in the back of our church sermon.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That was very fun to shoot. That whole church sermon was improv from start to finish.
We just wanted to shoot something fun.
We just sat down and shot for 40 minutes.
Yeah, we wanted to shoot like a little sermon. Like a lot of people, I don't know why, I guess, but I don't know, what's the best way to... I'm not going to say they built it up too much, because that's whatever. That's just how hype works. Some people build themselves up. But it just... I don't know. We were just having fun, and some people seem to have a problem with that, or just kind of like, oh, this isn't a full-length movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and it's like, no.
That's in 2021.
We just decided to have fun and like give y'all a little little church service for Christmas Eve.
I got drunk halfway when Jackson forced like the chalice into my mouth and forced me to chug it.
Well, I think he was upset with you because he was drinking, and then you wanted to drink, and then his mind went, oh, he's trying to steal my drinking thing, eh? I'll show him.
And then he showed me.
Yeah.
I got a pleasant drunk.
And not only did he show you, but him and both of his brothers are showing the American people by putting them at risk for traveling.
Yeah, dude, January's going to kind of suck because I'm going to have to, you know, all the Tucker brothers who are my roommates all went and traveled.
Yes, this is the roast of the Tucker brothers, 2020. Matt and I are just both very disappointed little parents.
I just it's harder for me, like, because I've been texting them trying to be like, hey, can you guys like try to all come home like on the same day at least, or like within the same week, so I don't have to be out of my own house for an entire month, because that's gonna be really inconvenient. It's tricky when it's one against three brothers.
Oh, of course. I mean, I think what's it called? There's like paternal, maternal, fraternal. Yes, it's the paternal bond they have.
Yeah. You know, I'll see how January goes. I'm so excited for January. I'm just ready for a new month, a new year. I know that like nothing's really gonna be different next month, but just the fact that it's not 2020 is gonna be
I'm gonna be so happy. Basically just the moment I get to travel again, like I said. I just wanna see my family. I specifically was like, you know what? Never mind. I gotta stop. I was gonna cut into the Tucker brothers a little more. I'll give them a break.
Put those boys on the back burner for now. We'll come back around.
We'll come back around. But yeah, I don't know. Just I know some people like I, you know, let's play him a small little violin here. But you know, I miss my family. I would like to hug my dad and hug my mom and see my grandmother and everyone and my friends in South Carolina. And I'm excited for when that happens, hopefully before half of the year is gone, you know?
Yeah, I hope that the first half of 2021 can... Let's just get all this shit out of our system in the first half and then have the second half all free, full of joy and glitter and fun and sparkles and all sorts of shit, you know?
I mean, I want to
go back to Japan next year and make more Japan vlogs.
Same. I just want to go back. I was watching some TikToks, and there's a TikTok of, you know how they do those videos where it's like GTA in real life, where it like does a third person perspective and adds like the footstep sound effects, and it kind of tracks as they're walking around like they, like it would in a third person video game. It was that, except it was in the streets of Tokyo somewhere, and I just was looking at like the signs and like the food menus out front. I'm like, I just want to be somewhere else. I don't want to be here. I just want to be there. I wish I could jump through my TikTok screen.
They're working on that, dude.
Dude, that's the next Adam Sandler movie. He finds a remote to give him the power to jump into TikTok.
He can go inside of TikTok.
Yeah, except it's going to be one of those sequels where it's going to be the same character from Click, except they're going to actually recast it. So it's not going to be Adam Sandler. It's going to be like fucking Brendan Fraser or something like that.
Nah, dude, Brendan Fraser's blacklisted. I saw a Watch Mojo video or some whatever one of those fucking channels is about that. I'm talking about, what's that channel? It's like the real.
No, it's Watch Mojo.
No, I think there's one other.
There's
one.
There's another one.
Starts with a B, and they're the ones that do like the real reason Brendan Fraser. Hold on, the real reason Brendan Fraser. What's the channel called? It's not Breaker. It's hey, wait, Ryan.
Dude.
Did you hear that?
I did, and I can't wait for the post-processing to pick it up even more.
Looper.
And highlight it.
That's the channel. Looper.
Yeah. Starts with a B. I love how that happens, because like I'll do the same thing where I'm like, oh, it's this word. It's on the tip of my tongue. It starts with an R.
I bet
you
it's
mean,
like...
You mean pool? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know why I was thinking R. Maybe like river, it's another body. Yeah, I'm sure it's another body of water. Yeah.
It's so weird, man. How the sweet brain works. When you learn something, does it just go like it's not like there's empty space like in your brain. Like on a computer, the way I think it works is you know, it changes the zeros into a combination of ones and zeros. So there's like a bunch of zeros, and then it changes some of them, and then that's taking up space now. Maybe. I don't know how that shit works, but like, is your brain the same way? Like, when you learn stuff, it just actually creates like a new little...
Yeah, like creates a new pocket. I don't think there's like a limit to how much you can learn. I'm sure like as you learn more things, your brain will maybe... you know, put some things off to the side or in the background. But I feel like, you know, there's those people who learn like five different languages and at the same time are history teachers that'll know everything. You know, there's all I know is that if I wanted to learn a lot more, if there was a finite amount you could learn, then I still have a lot to go.
There is a finite amount. But it's the amount of information the brain can store in its many trillions of synapses is not infinite, but it's large enough that the amount we can learn is not limited by the brain's storage capacity.
Oh, I'm glad you're taking up the whole, you know, teaching is the best form of learning, you know? If you can teach someone, then you've learned it.
Yeah. Is it just like...
That's actually a good form of studying. Pretend you're a teacher and try to like
explain something
to someone.
I learned the best. I like explaining stuff like how to do stuff on the computer or stuff in like Adobe Premiere.
Yeah, you also like mansplaining too.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of a given. I like mansplaining to people because then it makes me remember it better. Do you remember when manspreading was a thing?
I mean, I guess it technically still is.
Dude,
but...
stop manspreading, Ryan.
There, I'm sure there is a problem with asshole people taking up a lot of space, but I don't think it has much to do with like, I'm conquering this bus seat. I don't know.
Fuck these women.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is like the reincarnate of Julius Caesar trying to take back the empire of which he lost, you know, but.
Oh, remember in the last podcast we were talking about,
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angi to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angi app or visit Angi.com today. You can do this when you Angi that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.
Sorry, why was a weird ass burp? We were talking about at the bottom of hell, who the three people are. I remember it's Judas, Brutus, and I didn't even realize that rhymes. It's Judas, Brutus, and
oh god, does Brutus sound like a monkey's name?
I couldn't remember it last time. Like, I remember the other one.
Did Wait. Chris do something, Brutus?
Or yeah, yeah. Chris made the. I think he made a little cartoon about Brutus the ape.
Okay.
That's such a good name for
it. Was that just something he made on this? I can't remember. Hold up, I'm trying to look it up.
I remember he was working on that at one point.
Okay.
I don't know if he ever released like or finished a full project of it, but
no,
it
was, I don't think so. It was good old Brutus.
Judas, and was it okay?
Judas
and Scrotus. Cassius. Okay, it was Cassius. What did Cassius do? I don't know, dude.
Okay, I'll look him up.
What the fuck did Cassius
like
do?
I'm thinking of Casio, like the watch.
They named they got the idea for the watch while they were down in the bottom levels of hell. So they're like, we should name it after after this guy.
Okay. Cassius is the modern shrewd and active member of the conspiracy to assassinate Caesar. Okay.
Oh, so
wait,
why,
I thought that was Brutus.
Brutus is the one that delivers the,
oh, actually,
the death blow.
Did the okay, so it's Brutus and Cassius, and then Judas is thrown in there.
Well, I'm just
I like how one man deceives the Lord, you know.
I mean, the other guys just deceive like a political figure, and like just all of a sudden they're the two dude. Biggest figures in hell for some reason. Like,
yeah,
why,
I know.
Like a lot more evil stuff has happened on Earth. Why are they the ones that it's like, okay, they're gonna fill two of the three spots of the most damned? So I don't understand that. It's just. That dude, that would have been wild to go back in history and be able to actually witness the Julius Caesar thing. How they
so
all
like when,
fucking pulled
when
a coup
I'm,
and
fucked him up.
Yeah.
If I look at like these dude, hold up. I'm gonna send you a link. This is what a Julius Caesar looked like. Follow that link. That's not a virus.
That's a no way, dude. Dude, that's really what he looked like?
I mean, it just says Julius Caesar has a crazy bulge. This is from the Daily Mail. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm looking at the other renditions. It's not too far off. Hey, man. I would have killed him too if he looked like that.
Hey, your eyes are too close together.
His eyes are too close. His nose is too long, like going down his face. He has a weak chin, and then his forehead is fucking massive. He's like a butt-ugly Martian.
There's a lot of free real estate on his forehead.
Yeah, and also, let's talk about that hairline. Whew. You know? Dude, that looks so fucking funny. I want to know what
it looks like. I'm looking at Harrison Tucker.
That does look like Harrison, dude.
Doesn't it look like future Harrison? Like, put glasses on him. Honestly, and, like, put a glass of wine in his hand.
put glasses in a glass of wine, and that's Harrison at like 40.
It is like 100%. I'm like picturing it.
What I want to just see like what all these historical figures actually looked like, because you know in your head the idea of what Caesar looks like is this like huge, like muscular, like beautiful, you know, man. But really,
oh, see, I always pictured him as just some guy in a white robe.
And then Brutus went, bah, bah, bah,
bitch. Dude, Napoleon looks like a fucking incel. Bah, bah. Napoleon, honestly, like the renditions of him kind of look like Boris Johnson.
I'm looking at what he actually looked like, Napoleon. Okay, looking at what he really looked like and then looking at the paintings of him, he really had his shit done up good in the paintings.
Well, I mean, he had his... Oh, there's this one. Oh, dude, hold up. There's like this one picture where he has like long hair. I'm sure you can see it in Google Images. He has like long hair. He's like a dashing young man.
Yeah, it's the Wikipedia picture, the painting of him.
The glow up, dude. Yeah. The many faces of Napoleon Bonaparte.
And I'm looking at
Bonaparte, sorry.
More like boner fart.
Woo! Get him.
I'm looking at other pictures of him, like where he's kind of fat and balding and sitting on a like a chair. Why do he always have his hand in his thing?
Because it's just a thing of the times, I think, right?
I guess so.
Like I remember thinking it was really cool when Bane had his arms kind of like holding his jacket.
Maybe it's
just what Studs did. This is like that. It's like that. It's like what Bane did just in the past and to a lesser extent.
Napoleon and Bane are pretty similar. Hey, I'm looking at...
I lost the war, got stranded on an island.
Oops.
I guess he didn't get stranded. He
exiled.
Yeah.
They sent his ass over there. They said, get out of here, Napoleon. Fucking, what kind of name is that? What, like the movie? Napoleon was actually above average height for a man at the time. At 5'6" to 7". That's like Justin. That's a...
Our little Napoleon.
Our sweet little... Justin is our little Napoleon.
Conquering the Let's Plays.
He's conquering the Let's Play realm. At his autopsy, Napoleon is supposed to have measured 5'2", but many experts believe that through the metric system was standardized in France differently in the 1790s. He was measured in old French inches, larger than British ones. See, I'm not that short. I measure myself in French inches.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
So speaking of history, I actually started watching videos from Weird History. Because I know you watched it, right? And you're like, oh, it's a good channel.
Weird History?
It's one of those history. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, never mind then. Well, it's a really good channel that that just gives some little fun little tidbits you can use. Like they talked about the famous Indianapolis ship thing incident, you know?
where all the dudes got eaten by sharks, essentially, where it's like 800 men went into the water. Only 100 and blah, 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 blah came out.
Oh, Harrison loves this channel. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I've seen this channel before.
Yeah, apparently we didn't say anything about this because it was such a big fuck up, because they were like, hey, we sent out an SOS and we didn't show up on time and still no one looked for us while people are just being eaten alive by sharks and shit out here.
Wait, what happened?
And it, a ship sank out in the ocean, you know, and they sent out a distress call. And they also didn't show up on time like they were supposed to, because, you know, ships have a scheduled, you know, kind of a scheduled docking thing going on. And so a lot of people were just stranded out in the middle of the ocean, except a lot of people died due to the sinking, like went down with the ship. There were 800 people on this ship. And I think it had something to also do with like the nuclear shit that we were going to do to Japan. But people were in the water, and it was like one of the biggest cases of feeding frenzies in history, because people were just going for days just by being eaten alive by sharks and stuff.
And
the reason why it wasn't really talked about so much at that time, and it was only mentioned afterwards, and this is from that video, and I suggest y'all watch it because I probably get some shit wrong, was simply because it's like, it makes us look bad and we want to bomb Japan. We want to incinerate human beings. And to do that, we don't want people thinking that we fucked up in any way, you know, with our own people. Well, so let's look good. And then afterwards, I think they blamed some innocent dude who had nothing to do with it. And we're like, it's your fault. You're court-martialed. But he ended up getting
blamed for some shit like that.
I know.
Just because some dudes don't want it's like, they don't want to take responsibility. So it's just like, uh-oh.
That's all. That's on you, Derek.
That's
what?
That's very Soviet, because in the Soviet Union, you know, like how secret. Well, I mean, that's also very like modern Chinese and stuff, too, or like anytime.
Just any modern power.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Just any modern world power, whenever they fuck something up, they downplay it or flat out deny it. Like most big countries do that now. Like, especially China. Like, China will just, like when they had the explosion in Tianjin in 2015. Like, mm-hmm. They just tried to cover that up, and they were like, nope, nothing happened. Don't worry about it.
And they there's the meme, the famous, you know, Tiananmen Square. I'm trying to think, like, there is stuff that the U.S. definitely hides and tries to sugarcoat through history, but is there anything today that you would make the equivalent argument of, like, Tiananmen Square in America? Like, what would be that, I guess?
I don't know, honestly.
Because I know there's got to be something that, because I'm not the smartest person. I'm not well versed in history in general, so I'm sure history buffs out there know about something that is seldom known, but other people would point it out, would be like, hey, America. Well, I mean, you can't really hide slavery, internment camps of Japanese civilians during wartime because of the way they looked. You know, you can't really hide that, I guess.
I didn't know there's like video footage from Tiananmen, and I saw some of it. It's crazy. I didn't know that there were like video cameras recording and stuff. It's pretty wild.
Like filming,
yeah, Tiananmen
on a reel.
Yeah, Tiananmen is fucked up. If you don't know what it is, you guys should go look it up and learn about it. Psych, it didn't happen. All those videos I saw, they staged those on a soundstage. Also, real quick, going back to Napoleon, I'm looking at a website with facts about him, and Napoleon boasted that power was an aphrodisiac, and that he, quotes, takes women and forgets them. Yet, a 2014 Channel 4 documentary suggests that his penis, now owned by a U.S. collector, measured just 1.5 inches long.
Erect or soft?
I don't know, man.
Because, you know, you can be a grower. You can have I'm sure you could have a 2-centimeter dick, and then it grow like the Grinch heart. You know, it grows 3 sizes. Your cock could grow. Well, then it'd only be 3 inches, or 3 centimeters. So it would still grow dude.
3 centimeters is about an inch and a half, I think.
I wish like a flaccid penis would be like, it grew 3 times that size. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Dude,
now I have 3 inches to work with.
Dude, mine goes from about 2 to about 20. Dude, there's one person out there.
I guess that, it kind of does, in a way. But I feel like times three, like when I'm thinking like,
Mario
length, but
levels up.
Like. yeah, exactly. Like in width and height.
Dude, I wish like I could fast. Dude, you know how I like the most depressing feeling in the world. Is when I'm sitting surrounded by like empty drink cups and wrappers at my desk and it's dark and I'm just trying to jerk off and I'm just like slapping my dick around, just like, come on, just get up, just come on. And then I look at the screen and what I'm watching, I'm just like, oh God, I feel like a disgusting human being.
You're like fucking Elmer Fudd choking Bugs Bunny. Why, Elmer, you wathly little wabbit?
Elmer Fudd looks like the Julius Caesar thing you sent.
Yeah.
Like Julius Caesar looks like Elmer Fudd.
So I guess Elmer Fudd can be Jackson then if Harrison's Julius Caesar. Yeah. Now I just need to figure out who Carson is. Carson's like Jacob Sartorius or something.
That's the fucking trio right there. Elmer Fudd, Jacob Sartorius, and Julius Caesar. But the version of Julius Caesar with the like the fucked up looking head.
Yes. The one that looks like it's like the same shape as kind of like a well, I can't use this example because it's not known. I watched for the second time, I watched the Crocodile Hunter movie because first I watched it in theaters with my dad, and now I watched it with Justin and Kelly. And what a movie that was. Some important information gets, a satellite blows up in the beginning and important information beams down to Earth in the form of like a black box and then it gets eaten by an alligator.
Is this real? Like, was this a...
This is an actual movie that was from MGM Studios. Starring Steve and Terry. And then they have the other characters who are like, the agents that are sent to go retrieve the black box.
Holy shit.
Are you looking at it?
I was looking it up, but I just stumbled upon something else.
Yes.
Do you remember Tourette's guy?
Yes.
He uploaded a new video 5 days ago.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude. I'm going to send it to you. The fuck? Just
put it in the Discord link.
What the fuck, dude?
You know, man, I'm actually... Never mind. I mean, I got to it faster. Like, I typed it in faster than you could copy and paste a link. It's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine.
I was about to press paste.
So what's he... Oh, it's still like... Oh.
Shit! See, like, I don't... I'm almost certain these are fake. Ew. But I mean, it's hard to fake that. No, that mess looks fake.
He's just been gone for 3 years and he looks the same and just comes out 5 days. Did he, like, is this a video that was accidentally scheduled? Like, this should have come out, like, during the new year 3 years ago or something?
No, the description says 20 years ago today on Christmas Day in the year 2000, the first Tourette's Guy video was shared, a VHS tape featuring a 25-minute video of a day in the life of a unique man named Danny. It's like he doesn't actually have Tourette's, right?
I don't know. But I mean, there are people who are becoming famous. And I'm not saying Tourette's is the shtick. Tourette's is the thing they have. But they have created an audience. I think there's a... Oh, I'm going to fuck up her name. It's like Anita or... what is it? It's a streamer. And there's been a lot of... Anita. I was right. Wow. She has Tourette's and she has gained a following in the past couple years.
H3 has Tourette's. Ethan Klein.
Yeah, he has facial tics.
Yeah, it's just like what he does with his eyebrows. He doesn't have the type where he screams out racial slurs.
And Anita has that. She'll be like, big cock. And I think, you know, there was one time where the N-word did pop out. On
what?
Stream.
What is Tourette's, dude?
But
like
you can't
why?
Help it. So
how
it's like a
happen?
Sneeze, but with words.
How does that happen though? Dude, of all the things to be cursed with, it's like, yeah, you're just gonna randomly scream the N-word in public. It's like, what an interesting condition.
Well, I just don't think you could ever go out in public if the N-word was one of your major tics. Because, you know, tics, from what I've heard, at least, it's different for everyone, but tics can come in waves. Like, there's different tics for different stages of your life, essentially. Or it's just like,
yeah,
it's like you picking up new hobbies, except it's unintentional and it's bad words or phrases or noises.
I think sometimes like the tics can also be like targeted and they can't even help it. Like they'll see a black person and start like, yelling the N-word at them and they're like, they can't help it.
Well, from their head, it's not like they see a black person and say the N-word. It's more like they see a black person and then the thought of, I hope I don't say this because I have Tourette's. And then that makes it more likely for it to sputter out.
I'm reading about it. Suggests that it's caused by damage to the amount. To part of the brain with a funny name, a region of the brain that normally mitigates anger and aggression. Because cursing is a form of verbal aggression, amygdala damage could result in the inability to control aggression, including verbal aggression or cursing.
Are you trying to say that sweet Anita is an abusive, verbally and like just a psychopath?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I can't. So. That's it. Canceling sweet Anita.
Dude, cancel her.
For her Tourette's.
Cancel your Twitch sub.
People have legitimately tried to cancel her before.
Fuck you and your condition.
No, that's what it is because people don't understand it. I think the biggest thing that people with Tourette's that they're accused of is faking it, right? You know, you're faking it.
Yeah, dude, I was screaming the N-word in public as just to get attention. Well, I guess that would get you some attention.
It always comes back to the N-word for you.
Well, I mean, I've seen Tourette's examples where it's just that. Or they'll
it's
be
more
like,
than
fuck,
that,
sucker.
It'd be like, shut the fuck up. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Sorry about that. You know,
that's so weird. Not like a bad kind of weird. You can it's like it's fascinating.
I wonder if since it was explained to me like it was kind of, it's like a sneeze. Can you feel it coming on? Like you're like, oh, here it comes. And then you blurt it out? Or do you think it just jumps out of nowhere?
If it's a tick, I'm guessing it's just out of nowhere. Just, you know?
Like with Ethan, whenever Ethan Klein, the man, whenever he has his ticks, I wonder, does he feel it every time? Does he notice it? Or is it just something that like he's used to now? And
he probably doesn't notice
it.
He probably just like, you know, like that just feels, that's just like normal facial movements at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like,
yeah,
you moved your eyebrows like that so many times every day. You don't think about it.
Ah, fuck. Dude, I think our boy Ethan has three separate podcasts that he runs.
Three? Wait, he has the H3 podcast.
Then he has H3 After Dark.
Oh, that's a separate podcast? What is that?
I guess it's a separate. I don't know. It's called something different. Might as well.
We need Super Mega After Dark. And then Frenemies.
And then he has, Frenemies. With
Trisha Paytas.
Paytas, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, I've seen the YouTube thumbnails where she leaves the show, like quits, like fully quits, like three times.
She's done
now.
It, like, yeah, she's like, I think stormed off twice from now. I think it's because she's been diagnosed with, I think she has a, again, this isn't me diagnosing her. If I'm wrong, then correct me, but I think she was diagnosed and is open about the fact that she has BPD, which would make a lot of sense for like her behavior.
Let's see. Yes. I think so. Wait, found a tweet. Yeah, she does.
She used to hang out with Dolan. So not Dolan.
Dolan Dark?
David Dobrik. Sorry, you know, Dolan Dark and David Dobrik. They're so similar.
I remember I was watching an old Eminem music video and Trisha Paytas was in it. And I was like, what? She's been around for a while.
She's been on a bunch of shows. She was on the Ellen show, I think, too.
How did she get big? Like, what was she? Like, what was her initial claim to fame?
I don't know. I feel like she's just always been around. She's like that thing in, or she's like that constant code in our virtual space.
Yeah, she's like the constant in the ever-changing universe.
Yeah. No matter what, you know, what different dimension you'll end up in, there will always be a Trisha Paytas.
No matter which universe you go to. Dude, I want to go to another universe. Look at her.
She got to the point where, like, so many people are talking about her, and she's huge, especially on OnlyFans. And
yeah, dude.
No, that's not, I'm not saying, she's huge, dude. What a fucking, you know, I'm saying she has amassed a very big fan base. She actually got engaged to Hila's brother.
Yeah, right? I saw that.
So I think, you know, I think we have to be somewhat supportive, right?
Congratulations to the bride.
I don't know either of them. I actually, you know, they're complete strangers to me.
All of them
and,
are.
Yeah.
We've never spoken to Ethan.
No, we haven't. I mean, we know people who have been on the HD podcast, and we know people who kind of, like, I guess run in that circle, I guess, but it's not. Yeah. We don't have a million yet. I think the moment we hit a million, we might show up on E-Boy's radar.
Hell yeah. Dude, that's my goal, man. I'd hit a million. So
you're not YouTube famous unless you're noticed by Ethan and Hila Klein.
That's the thing, dude. That's the thing from the beginning, man. I'm trying to get it done. You know, Super Mega's not shit until that happens.
And what are you doing? What are you doing to make that happen, Matthew?
I am. Dude, I don't know.
Put me on the spot here, buddy.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna put on 12 beanies.
12 epic beanies.
Dude, since the pandemic started, Apple's made $988 billion. Fuck yeah.
I get, like, really hungry in the morning, and then I kind of just do shit and get sidetracked. And then I just don't eat until, like, 9 or 10 p.m.
I don't get hungry in the morning, which is something I wish. I really fucking wish I could get hungry, because if I could just eat a big breakfast every morning, ooh boy, that'd be great. But I'm never hungry when I wake up, and I don't get hungry until the evening, usually, like past dinner time, evening, like late night. Maybe it's just like my body is just used to that, like, eating schedule, and I just have to, like, force it out of it.
Yeah, you gotta start giving yourself, like, a little nibble of something. Although I have noticed, like, when I'm getting hungry, I'll be like, oh, let me just eat, like, a few chips before dinner. And I'll eat, like, 10 chips, but then I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm not as hungry as I was before. And then I'll just kind of spoil my appetite by eating a few chips.
Yeah. I feel that, man. Well, I mean, aren't appetizers supposed to make you hungrier? Like, just in a little bit?
I guess it's supposed to get your, like, your engine fired up, your stomach going, oh, okay, I
but
can
then they
use
give
some
you
more
like,
of this.
They give you, like a bowl of chili as an appetizer, like a big-ass, like, 2-gallon bowl of chili, or, like, 20.
Appetizers are fucking huge. They're It'll huge, just be like, man. Can I have an appetizer salad? And it comes in, like, the biggest fucking bowl.
Appetizers are not appetizers anymore. Whatever happened to appetizers? No, but they really, it's like
back in my day!
at most restaurants now, appetizers are just the same size as, like, a course, like a main dish. So sometimes if I'm not very hungry or whatever, or, like, sometimes I won't really like what's on a menu at a restaurant, but I'm like, oh, that appetizer looks good. And you know those, like, you know the restaurants that don't let you just get appetizers? Like, you have to order a meal too? And I'm like, what the fuck? Let me just buy a product. It's either
like
that
when I try
or
to order off of the kids' menu.
Dude, why do they not let you do that?
I don't know. It's still money. I guess I'm not a kid.
I think it's because they're like, because it's technically way cheaper. So they're like, they're cheating the system by ordering off the kids menu.
Yeah, there are places you just don't allow you to.
Which is not like, epic.
Like
under, like you have to be under 12 to order off the kids menu on a lot of places, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see them start carding like 13-year-olds. Like, can I see your ID? You look 13 or 14. Nope. So, oh, you're 14. I'm sorry. You can't order off the kids menu. You're a big boy now. The kids menu was my favorite, dude. When I would go to On the Border, remember that restaurant?
I do remember. I never went. I would always see it when we would go on like a yearly vacation to the beach. I'd always drive past it. And I'd always drive past. Do you know, like, if you're going from Columbia to Charleston, maybe it's not. No, it's not even Charleston. It's somewhere else. But there's that huge fireworks shop with like the dog as the mascot, or Dalmatian, maybe.
Well, when you're going from like Savannah to Charleston, there's a bunch of fireworks shops on the side of the street. And there's so many fireworks places in the South. Like just on the side of the highway, it'll be like, here's my massive.
Usually at a gas station.
Yeah.
Like where boiled peanuts are. Oh, I miss boiled peanuts, dude. This isn't a funny bit, you know. No, a lot of people, when I guess it's a Southern thing, and also I think they do it in some, like, I think they do it in Taiwan. They have boiled peanuts and shit. Maybe China.
Because last time we said boiled peanuts, people thought we were just fucking around and like gaslighting people into like pretending to like something really like disgusting.
No, but boiled peanuts are fucking amazing.
It's a soft
to me they
peanut.
Are.
That's all I can say. It's a soft peanut that's salty.
Tastes good. You can chew on the shell and get the juices from it. It's delicious.
Wow, I just got on Twitter and the first thing I saw was a Max Mofo tweet with him with his selling his Big Nut shirt, which is shaped like a peanut, as I'm talking about this.
Ooh. Go Max.
Yeah. Go.
I hope Max and Chad are doing well. It would be nice to visit Australia again to see those boys.
Dude,
but after the pandemic.
I've been thinking lately just like kind of how bad just one day, like not anytime soon, but just in the future, I would just love to move to Australia for a while.
I don't know if I could move there, but I would definitely like to spend a good amount of time. Like I could spend a month there of like going to the Australian Zoo, going to the Outback, going to the cities, maybe a little over a month.
I could probably do it like a year or two. I would love to live around a bunch of different places just for like a year. I'd love to live in Thailand.
Yeah, be a very traveled, be like one of those girls with the big sunglasses and big hats on Instagram.
Take
and you can put on your resume well traveled or some shit like that.
My favorite thing about those girls is like, yes, they've been to those places, but they'll post like a picture of themselves at like a $200,000 like a week resort in one of those countries, and it's like, yeah, did you really go to that country though? You just went to a really fucking nice resort in that country, but did you actually see any of the country? Did you like
I
see
went
any
to
of the
Italy
people or like
and ordered the best pizza to my room? It's official Italian pizza. I've had Italian pizza. Stop.
I want to go to Italy. I've always wanted to go to Italy. Just
I
want
to go to
the
Europe's
wine.
A big thing for me. I've never been to any European country. So
I want to go to Europe.
I would like to go.
Yeah, I haven't been to. We'll have to do Super Mega Does Europe and just do all the different countries. We can go see Don while we're over there.
Ooh,
we got a bunch of friends over there.
Super Mega Does New Zealand, and we can have a big snowboarding trip, big skiing and snowboarding trip. Ryan learns how to snowboard,
and we could go to the Shire
because that is true. I'm not that big of a Lord of the Rings stan.
I haven't seen them. Well, I've seen the, you know, I've seen the third one.
Dude, yes. Because for those who don't know, Matt lost an odds are where he had to watch three movies in a row of my choosing. And I chose
the abortion
LaQuisha,
movie.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that was one of them.
You chose the Christian abortion one, followed by, you put it in the middle. You put the third Lord of the Rings, which is 3 hours.
Was it
Letitia
or LaQuisha? What was LaQuisha, okay.
Great.
And then Lord of the Rings, the third one, the very last one.
No, I think Lord of the Rings was the second one. You put it in the middle. And then LaQuisha was last because
okay.
I remember I
No, I meant like it was the last Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
That I gave you.
And I hadn't seen any of the other ones, so I had no clue what's going on. And I'm sure I would have
There
loved
are a few people upset with me. Is like, I can't, Ryan, as much as you love movies, you spoiled the Lord of the Rings thing for Matt. I'm like, I don't know.
No, you didn't because I don't remember a single thing about it.
You don't remember a single thing. You were confused. And I think much like me, I mean, I did like Game of Thrones. Maybe, you know, I have a bit of a weakness on my side. But at the same time, I'm not that invested in medieval stuff. I can never take it too seriously unless it does a good job like Game of Thrones or something in the beginning. Like whenever it's something medieval, I'm like, all right, I'm the king. Okay, jester. You're going to put on your medieval garb and we're going to put on these accents.
It always just seems like a Renaissance fair to me unless they do it well.
The Favorite did a pretty good job, I thought.
Oh, The Favorite was beautiful in terms of like costume design and everything. Like set design, like that works. But I guess I'm talking about the movies where you can tell it's like, when I watch something medieval, I want it to look dirty, you know? I want it to look like it would in that time. I don't want it to be like bright and colorful.
I think Braveheart did a good job. Braveheart made it kind of muddy and dirty. I mean, say like when I watch Monty Python and I see like it's like medieval and it's all like muddy and gross.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
But it looks why? Miserable. That's what it's supposed to be.
I know.
It's miserable. It's dark and depressing. There's people dying on the streets. People throw their poop out of their second story windows onto like the streets and poor
Imagine
neighborhoods.
Being just like, you know, you can't choose when you're born. We got lucky and we got to grow up and witness like the biggest technological boom in human history. But imagine just like, yeah, I was born in the dark ages. Fuck. Just nothing. Like,
well, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
I know, but just that would suck.
In retrospective, yes, it would.
See, Ryan, it's sick because, you know, you and I, we were born in America. We have an advantage over the entire rest of the world. We were born in America.
We're just better than everyone else.
By birth,
could you imagine
we're
if we were born in like China or Russia, bro?
Yeah, dude, I can't even imagine that because it would suck so many balls.
All those fucking losers.
Oh my God.
And speaking of losers, you're about to lose this podcast. Say goodbye, Matt.
Bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.